And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, when Jesus ascended into heaven and we would look at the scene, we had all the makings of the church right there. We had the disciples. We had persons who had witnessed the resurrection, who had seen the proofs of the fact that Jesus was indeed raised from the dead. We had persons who had been taught by Jesus. We had people who had been through all the training missions on which he sent them. There they were. The parts were all assembled and ready to go. But it is as if the instruction manual carried with it those fateful words, batteries not included. They did not yet have the power of the energizing infusion of the Holy Spirit. And so they were told to wait until the first Pentecost, the birthday of the church, when with a mighty wind the power entered into the disciples. The Holy Spirit entered their lives. It was as if a heavenly battery had been put in them. And with that heavenly battery, they became the church. And for 2,000 years, it has been going and going and going. Now, some years ago, the advertising firm who had the account for EverReady's Energizer battery came up with an idea. Let's have something of a little mascot, a stuffed animal, a bunny, that will have great big dark glasses, and he'll be beating a drum with the Energizer logo on it, and he'll go boom, 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 and when the battery is in him and he's operative, there he goes. And let's come up with some scenario that shows our battery is better than all the other batteries. And so on a surface, you have a series of different little stuffed animals. You have monkeys, you have soldiers, you have teddy bears, you have all of them with different batteries, and you have the bunny with the Energizer battery. And they're all careening about on this surface. They're all strutting their stuff, beating their cymbals or their drums or whatever it is they do. And one by one, the other batteries die out. And their toy stops or topples over. And finally, at the end of the commercial, only one battery is still operative. Only one little stuffed animal is still moving. Boom, 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 the Energizer bunny. And the voice comes on and says, nothing outlasts the Energizer. They keep going and going and going. Well, not a bad commercial. It indicates that of all the different batteries, you want the one that lasts the longest. It would behoove you to buy the Energizer. Well, not so different from the message that we offer here in the church. All around us are things that fade away, but love never ends. All around us we have persons who desert us, who leave us. But Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. We see in history great civilizations and tremendous power, and it fades. And Scripture teaches us that all history is moving toward the moment when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At last, you see, that stuff we talk about here. Indeed, some of the greatest mistakes that we've made in our lives, some of the worst choices, have been so short-sighted. We want this now. We don't care about tomorrow. This seems exciting. It seems popular. I feel like doing it. I deserve a break today. And it doesn't last. And so this day, we are opening our lives to the Holy Spirit, God's Energizer, that will not quit, will not desert us, will not give out on us. Boom, boom, boom. It keeps going and going and going. Now, back around 1989, maybe 1990, the advertisers came up with what I consider to be one of the most brilliant advertising ideas I've ever seen. Can't remember what I was watching, a ball game, I would imagine. And for the umpteenth time, I see the commercial. I see the little animals careening about on the surface, and one by one they topple, and the only one still going, boom, 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 is the Energizer bunny. And I hear the voice say, nothing outlasts the Energizer. They keep going and going and going. It fades out. End of commercial.
Put that one out of your mind. New commercial begins. Two ladies are seated on a sofa. They are sipping coffee, you know, the little pinky in the air. They're sipping the coffee, and they are talking about the taste of the coffee. And one of them is saying, oh, my coffee is so bitter, but this coffee is so delicious, and I'm expecting some voice to come in and talk about filling it to the rim or good to the last drop. I am now mentally set for a coffee commercial, and as I have thus been brainwashed, I hear boom, boom, boom. And from the lower left of the screen, here comes the bunny. And he's beating the drum and goes right across. And the voice says it keeps going and going and going. And I loved it. I loved it. I had been taken completely by surprise. I had thought I was in a coffee commercial. And all of a sudden, here comes the bunny. And then a little bit later on at a subsequent commercial, we've got some obvious athletic type, sweaty in an athletic type garb, holding up some generic kind of junk food, and he's talking about this, and boom, 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 here comes the bunny. Then there's a car commercial, somebody's in a shower, there's a travel commercial. It got to the point where I was beginning to watch commercials, and I wasn't sure if this is really a commercial for the beer or the detergent, or whether it's just a setup for the bunny. I suddenly became aware of how easily and how readily we divide up our lives, and television is symbolic of it. 30 seconds for the tire company, put the kid in the Michelin and float him in space. 30 seconds for the hand lotion, is this the mother or the daughter's hand? 30 seconds for the vacuum cleaner with all kinds of debris on the carpet, and then 30 seconds where you have a couple people insulting each other, which is supposed to be a funny come-on so that all of America will watch them insult each other at some upcoming show. And then for a few moments, we cut back to the program, and everything is neatly divided up. When Philip Schaff, a German theologian of the historian of the last century, came to America, his observation is you Americans live atomized lives. Everything is compartmentalized. Everything is divided up. And that's the way in which we tend to do things. We have different moments in our lives brought to you by different sponsors. This is the God hour. And God is sponsoring these moments, and so we have put on our God clothes, and we have our God mind going, and you don't really realize how much we are indoctrinated into the notion that this is the God hour until you go to a church that has children's sermons, and the children all come forward, and you ask the children a question. Tell me, children, what is it that you think I have in my hand? And some good little boy will put up his hand and say, Jesus. Or what's your favorite color? Love. They are so indoctrinated. This is the God hour, and it's got to be a God answer, the kind of answer they would never think of giving on the playground. But with the benediction and the postlude, why the God hour is going to be over, we will leave the building. God is no longer sponsoring the next moment. We're out into some other sponsor's time and turf. Everything in life neatly divided up, compartmentalized. And what this commercial is saying to us in a shocking way is life is not quite as simple as that, nor is the compartmentalization true. Children get the notion, I'm not in church, I am at school. This is now a time which is brought to you by another sponsor. It is not God's time. British school children were asked if they thought God understood radar, and almost all of them said no. How would God understand radar? He's locked up in that stained glass building. He's out of touch. He's 2,000 years out of date. God doesn't understand that. This isn't the God hour. This is time when we're under the aegis of science and under the aegis of real truth out here. But you don't kid yourself. You may think that God is not at work in that time, but boom, 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 here he comes. You're in science, and you've got the beaker, and you've got the Bunsen burner, and you're thinking completely secular scientific thoughts, but boom, 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 here comes the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit says this is the way in which God has created the world. You're in social studies, and really, what are you learning but how God has instructed us to behave toward each other and how good it is when we behave in a godly way and how civilizations fall apart when we don't? Or my favorite time of the day, recess. Recreation, recreation, as we're out in God's world, exercising, rejoicing in being alive. Lunch, boom, boom, boom. The Holy Spirit reminds us to give thanks. Maybe some of the children here are on soccer teams. We're out playing soccer and all of a sudden, boom, 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 and we rejoice that God has created this world. God has put us in it. God has enabled us to have fun. It's a moment to give thanks. We thought it was a time that is not God's time. But boom, 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 the Holy Spirit reminds us, indeed it is. We thought it was just a moment for gossip. We thought it was just a moment for revenge. We thought it was a moment for some deal. We thought it was a moment for pathology. But it's always a moment for the Lord. Life is not divided up into isolated little compartments. Our Lord is present and at work in every situation. These Energizer commercials have opened our eyes to a truth that what we thought was one thing is really more than that. Well, there's a problem. Energizer had a great idea that keeps going and going, and the American public knows that it needs batteries, and the American public wants batteries that last. The American public has decided it'd be a good idea to buy the battery that keeps going and going and going. Great idea. The problem is that even though this commercial, when it first came out, its first year, was America's favorite commercial, 40% of the American public thought that it was a commercial for Duracell batteries. Well, this posed a slight problem. Duracell had the highest market share, and their market share went up. EverReady, that produces the Energizer and made the commercial, found that for a time their market share was going down. A hunger had been created, an insight. We want this, but they got the wrong brand. So it is in the American society. The American public wants something that will last, something that will hold life together, something that will give it power and give it meaning. We want to be spiritually alive. We want to be in touch. We want to be on the move. We want something that will still be going when all else fails. We want that. Well, why don't we try yoga? Why don't we try dieting? Maybe if we schedule our lives and do some time management, maybe if we exercise. I've heard there's some new drug that will allow you to. Or maybe if we just had some more money, or maybe some more success, or as Dustin Hoffman was told in the film The Graduate, that the future of the planet is summed up in one word, plastics. Isn't there something that will give us what we want? Well, it is that kind of thinking that has caused our society, oddly, to be more religious while at the same time having fewer disciples. Within the American society, there's renewed interest in spirituality and at the same time a decline in morality. And we say, how is that possible? The way it is possible is that we have a hunger, we have a longing, and we are not buying the right product. Pentecost, you see, is not just a celebration of vague spirituality. It's not just a time when we suggest that you try something that might bring some meaning to your life. Do anything that'll give some spirituality to a secular world. Do anything that'll make you a better person. No, there's something specific that we are talking about here. It is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the specific Holy Spirit of Jesus. Not just for us to have a nebulous spiritual hunger that we satisfy any way we can. No, there is a particular spirit called Holy Spirit that comes upon us this day. Well, having said all of that, one thing that I found rather peculiar in this commercial was the public reaction to it. While on the one hand, its first year, it was a very popular and familiar commercial, at the same time, there were people in the American society who, believe it or not, were getting mad at the bunny. The bunny, in various stories, was referred to as being obnoxious, that stupid bunny, that annoying Energizer rabbit. David Letterman, in one of his shows soon after the commercial came out, where the bunny was going on to other commercials, took a baseball bat. As only Letterman could do. And he got a stuffed bunny that came across the stage of the set for his show, and he takes the bat. And the studio audience is egging him on. They're on their feet. They're screaming. They're cheering. And he says, "Shall I hit the bunny?" "Yes, hit the bunny." And as David Letterman, with a baseball bat, pummels to smithereens our poor bunny, the crowd was going crazy. They loved it. They hate the bunny. Ford Motor tried to market for a while a commercial for the Bronco 2. They did some reverse psychology advertising where you have the bunny coming across the stage and all of a sudden a Bronco 2 comes out of nowhere and runs over the bunny. End of commercial is a dead bunny with a tire track over him. They thought in that commercial they could work the reversal and get their message across. What they did not realize in that commercial, which is now gone, is nothing outlasts the Energizer. It keeps going and going and going. Indeed, the commercial makers for Energizer now play on that, and King Kong is after the bunny. I don't know if you have seen those commercials, but this great big King Kong is trying to get our bunny. And the good news is, he has not. Children were surveyed for a while after these commercials came out, and the children said the bunny is rude. We don't like the bunny. Here we have a commercial for coffee, and the bunny interrupts. The bunny is in a place where he doesn't belong. We children don't like the bunny. Well, let me tell you something. People don't like the Holy Spirit either, and for the same reason. We thought this was a time for something else, and all of a sudden we've got this God stuff barging in, and it doesn't belong, and we don't like it. You'd be surprised. I have heard parishioners in every church I've served talk about having gone to dinner parties, and here we are at the dinner party, and the conversation is going beautifully, and all of a sudden somebody started to talk about God. Can you believe that? Church members offended that they heard about God at a dinner party. It has been said if you mention God more than once at a Manhattan dinner party, you will never be invited back. And we live in a world where we want to keep God out of the schools, and we want to keep God off of television, and we want to keep God out of politics, and we want to keep God out of business, and we are very mad when somebody tries to bring up God. I think I've told you already of the angry phone call that came in to the radio station in Pittsburgh when they played a religious Christmas carol just before Christmas, and this person was mad that religion was being imposed on a fine holiday like Christmas. We lock God up in his hour, in his building, in that hour sponsored by him. But what the children need to realize is you only thought it was a coffee commercial. It really was not a coffee commercial paid for by the coffee company. It was really time for the Energizer battery paid for in advance by the Energizer people. We only thought the bunny was barging in where he didn't belong. In fact, the bunny was walking across a stage that he'd already purchased. Scripture tells us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Our new brief statement of faith says that in life and in death, we belong to God. You and I have been purchased with a price. Your life has already been purchased, the entirety of your life purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ, who has bought it with the price of his life, dying for you on a cross. Every moment of your life already belongs to him. And don't be so shocked when boom, 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 here he comes. And he shows up at the most unexpected times because it's already his time. Lloyd Ogilvie, in his book on the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, is significantly entitled The Drumbeat of Love. He says, my experience of the Holy Spirit has been like a drumbeat. When I met Christ and turned my life over to him, inviting him to live his life in me, the drumbeat began softly at first. Boom, boom. Then persistently, and the rhythms have never ceased. This is no distant drummer. The indwelling Lord has sounded the cadences of a living pulse beat from within my soul. In times of challenge and adventure, the beat quickens. When difficulties surround me, the triumphant timbrel rolls in double time. I am never left on my own. The drumbeat of the Master is love, his love for me and through me to others. On this Pentecost Sunday, you are invited to invite the Holy Spirit, God's energizer, to come into your life, that you might receive power. And wherever you are and whatever you face, when God's Holy Spirit, God's energizer, is in you, you discover what it is to be enlivened and energized by God's power. And what you will discover is it keeps going and going and going and going and going.